Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the CU 2.0 FinTech Mastermind Showcase. And in this clip, we have Constellation's Chris Kovacs talking about the future of the digital experience could stem from gaming. So Chris explains what he means by this.
Right. Yep. The reality is, I think, and this isn't even anything we talked about, James, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. I think the future of digital experiences is going to be based around what people are seeing in gaming. Around gaming is going to be, and I don't mean like, how do I gamify banking? I am not talking about controller-based banking. I'm talking about the features that are built into gaming around rewards, customization, downloadable services. That's one of the things that really, you know, for Constellation was a real aha moment for us, was the idea that my, at the time, 13-year-old could use my credit card to download new levels to his game, but my members couldn't download new services to meet new features and functions from fintechs that we wanted to work with. And we said, something's got to change about this.
Well, even to your point, I love that analogy, because even to your point about gaming and specifically rewards, there's an opportunity to hack the dopamine systems of people, and we're already being hacked right now. You know, there's a reason that the little icon notification on your iPhone is red. Same thing in Facebook, and you get all the little dings. But if we can give that instant gratification for small micro wins that guide someone to achieve a much longer term, I mean, if you think about like why payments is so hot, it's because it's instant gratification, right? Like I do something, I get X immediately and it makes me feel good. But if you're asking me to save 20, 30, 40 years down the road and I can't realize that future state, well, we're going to have to get some dopamine hits and provide that instant gratification through the gamification. I really agree with your perspective on that with experience. So
yeah, it's not, and to be clear, it's not about rewards in the traditional debit card sense, right?
Yes.
And it doesn't, and it, by the way, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about Candy Crush or you're talking about Fortnite, the mechanisms inside the game that are providing that digital transformation are exactly the same. The developers set up challenges. Well, why can't credit unions set up challenges? Hey, come and check in at our new branch and we'll give you an extra bump on your savings account for 30 days, right? Yep. Like make it, there's tiny little things that you can do along the way to encourage them to do that behavior. Or we could just keep mailing postcards to people and telling them, hey, we're new in the neighborhood. Come by and have some coffee, right? If you want to engage that younger generation, you want to get those people involved, then you're going to have to do something similar to what they're used to using.
Exactly. And I think what we're talking about, this idea of member experience, and it doesn't matter. And I want to address two others and bring it back to this. Before the member experience, though, you have the lead experience, the prospective member experience, which is just as critically important because both have to work hand in hand together. And then after a positive member experience, there's another experience that we must consider. And it's really an untapped opportunity. It's the referral experience, because people trust people more than, no matter how slick and how good your marketing is, I'm going to trust Chris because I know Chris. I like Chris. I trust Chris. And I think if we build that idea, we bake digital referrals into the member experience, it's such an untapped organic way. Who's doing this already is a lot of digital retailers. And this is even how Simple grew from like zero to 100,000 accounts. And they went to BBVA and then BBVA just spun them off to PNC, but it was all about the human experience through the digital channels. And whether we're talking about gamification or rewards, what is an experience, right? An experience is nothing more than well-defined systems and processes that have been defined, number one, so we know where we're going, applied, number two, which is where a lot of financial brands and credit unions stop on this journey, because the third part of this idea of experience is what you and I really are passionate about. It's the optimization of experience, learning from the first two and making them even that much better going forward.
Yeah, but what you're running, you're going to run into two problems there, and you may know this already, but certainly everybody on this call from a credit union does, right? You run into two problems. One is, well, my core processor, my digital provider, won't allow me to take those, to integrate those kind of new services like referrals. And but the other problem, yes, that's a challenge. But the other part of it is you have to start dropping some of the preconceived notions around how you're going to do business, right? Tesla, you know, Dr. Patty earlier was talking about Tesla, and she was talking about some of the things that made SpaceX and Tesla great. Well, the reality is they didn't do that by keeping the same business services, the same business model, the same materials that are used in other providers. They were willing to change things. And sometimes we're not willing to change. And I go back to my kind of opening salvo, business transformation, digital transformation are one and the same, but they're both about change. And yeah, that's what you've got to be willing to do, is to make changes. So, you know what? I am going to put, there's a fintech out there that has a neat referral, you know, refer a member service. It may not be integrated to online banking. I'm still going to put it out there. Right. It may have a separate login or user ID. I'm still going to put it out there. Right. Those are the things that you have to start experimenting with and pushing, and get out of this business of saying, you know, I've got all these boundaries around things I will and will not do, yet I'm still expecting digital to be digitally transformed. It's not going to happen.
Well, I think Frank brings up a really good point right here. The benefits of digital and you're talking to this, the benefits of digital transformation is only as good as the core processes of the organization. Yes. And I think, and that's the thing. I don't want to let a core hold us back from making progress. If we're adding, and I'll say it for the short term, a little complexity to the overall internal experience for the betterment of the member experience, so be it, because then we can get some wins back and viability back from the marketplace. Is this creating value for them? And if it is, well, then we can make life better even for us internally.
Yeah, there may be half steps along the way for your digital transformation journey. Perfect example of that is if you've read the biography of Elon Musk, they talk about the fact that when Tesla started, they didn't know how to build a car. They knew how to build an electric motor, but they didn't know how to build a car. So they went to Lotus and said, can we use one of your cars? And we will then load our electric motors in it. And that's how the first Roadster was born, right? They were willing to do a half step just to start practicing and this is a big part of it, to start practicing the decision-making that was necessary in order to achieve their ultimate long-term goal. But they didn't wait and say, I won't put out a Tesla until I can build a car. They found their gap that they had. They filled the gap with a partner and moved forward.
Thank you very much for that information, Chris. And stay tuned for more coverage of the CU 2.0 FinTech Mastermind Showcase here on CU Broadcast.